Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureau's podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Hello and welcome to The Bistro. Thank you for joining us today. For the Better Business Bureau, I'm your host, Elaine Espinola. Did you know that this week marks the beginning of National Consumer Protection Week? Why is that important and what does that mean to you? Well, if you are a consumer of any kind, which of course we all are, you'll be pleased to know that there are several national organizations that advocate on your behalf and provide resources to help you be a more educated and confident consumer. Here to talk about this coordinated campaign is Christina Miranda. She is a consumer education specialist with the Federal Trade Commission. Welcome to the Bistro, Christina.
Thank you so much. We're thrilled to be here.
Well, we are thrilled to have you because this is a wonderful way to kick off National Consumer Protection Week. So, Christina, for anyone who doesn't know, can you just share with us what is National Consumer Protection Week?
Well, National Consumer Protection Week, which is known by its acronym as NCPW, is a coordinated campaign that encourages consumers nationwide to understand and take full advantage of their consumer rights. This helps them make better informed decisions about money and also helps them spot scams. So in other words, we teach people how to be savvy and confident consumers. And each year, NCPW, or National Consumer Protection Week, runs the first full week of March. This year, it's March 5th through 11th, 2017. And it's done through a broad range of government agencies, national organizations like the Better Business Bureau, which we're once again thrilled to be here working with, plus state and local partners. And all together, they offer numerous resources that help people learn about consumer protection issues. So these include consumer education resources and events that take place in various states and communities.
Well, I can tell you the feeling is mutual because we love to partner with the FTC as well. And so can you talk to us about how National Consumer Protection Week began?
Well, here's what I know. National Consumer Protection Week began over 19 years ago when there used to be a White House Office of Consumer Affairs. And although the Office of Consumer Affairs was disbanded, it was decided that National Consumer Protection Week would be kept going through the Federal Trade Commission in partnership with other government agencies.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the FTC and why exactly did National Consumer Protection Week land there?
National Consumer Protection Week landed at the FTC because the FTC is considered the nation's consumer protection agency. So combating fraud is a critical component of what the FTC does. It's part of its consumer protection mission. So we work to prevent scams through litigation and consumer education. And although we don't have criminal authority, or our civil law enforcement authority hinges on a statute that allows us to go after unfair or deceptive business practices. So basically, as a consumer protection agency, the FTC makes available numerous resources that help consumers with consumer protection topics.
Wonderful. So can you tell us about some of these resources?
Of course. Here are some of the resources. We have Consumer Center, which is available at consumer.ftc.gov, where people can read articles, blog posts, and download videos about topics such as money and credit, homes and mortgages, health and fitness, jobs and making money, plus privacy, identity, and online security. We also have a really great website that we launched last year called identitytheft.gov. And this is the federal government's one-stop resource for identity theft victims. So the site provides streamlined checklists and sample letters to guide you through the recovery process with a personalized plan for your ID theft situation. And we also have consumer.gov. I know it can be confusing with consumer.ftc.gov and consumer.gov,
sure.
But consumer.gov is our simplest consumer protection advice in plain and simple language. So it comes with a read-along feature that reads articles to people both in English and in Spanish, as well as a toolbox that includes lesson plans for teachers.
Well, thank you for walking us through all of those different options that, you know, the resources that the FTC offers. And you know what? I was listening to what you said about the recovery process and a step-by-step guide. That is huge because, as you know, if someone finds themselves a victim of identity theft, they feel very overwhelmed, vulnerable. There's a whole list of emotions people feel, but mainly they don't know where to start to kind of track this and get back on their feet. And that's pretty awesome that there's a step-by-step guide.
It really is a personalized plan that you receive through identitytheft.gov. It addresses various ID thefts that are happening in this day and age, data breaches, tax ID theft, even child ID theft. You can go there and just follow all the steps that you need to do and receive a personalized plan.
Awesome. Important information, and it's great to know this is available to anybody. So tell me about some of the consumer topics that National Consumer Protection Week covers.
Just about everything. I mean, we teach people how to detect, avoid, and report fraud and scams. So we cover everything from what I just mentioned, ID theft, what to do after a data breach, how to stay safe online, for example, and how to budget your money, rent an apartment, buy a car, or even get a free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. We also help consumers understand how to protect their personal information, use this technology wisely, and also how to get smart about products and services that they're considering so that they can make sound purchase decisions.
What can someone do if they detect a fraud or a scam?
Well, if you spot a scam, report it to the FTC at ftc.gov/complaint. Reporting a scam helps the FTC and other law enforcement agencies investigate scams and bring crooks to justice. You can also stay on top of scams by subscribing to receive scam alerts from the FTC at ftc.gov/scams. You will get the latest tips and advice about scams sent right into your inbox.
Christina, what tips can you share for people listening to help them prevent themselves from becoming a victim of a scam or a fraud?
We have a really great publication that people can order completely for free at ftc.gov/bulk order called 10 Things You Can Do to Avoid Fraud, both in English and Spanish. It offers practical tips to help people stay ahead of crooks who use clever schemes to defraud millions of people each year, either by tricking them into sending money or even having people give out their personal information. It's a long list, so I will mention a few of them here. First on the list is to know how to spot imposters. Scammers often pretend to be someone you trust, like a government official, a family member, a charity, or even a company that you do business with. So don't send money or give out personal information in response to an unexpected request, whether you get it via text or phone call or an email. We also encourage people to do online searches. You can type in a company or product name into your favorite search engine with words like review, complaint, scam, you know, those type of things, or even search for a phrase that describes your situation, like I received an IRS call, what do I do? You can even search for phone numbers to see if other people have reported them as scams. Another one is don't believe your caller ID. Very important. Technology in this day and age makes it really easy for scammers to fake caller ID information. So the name and the number that you see there isn't always real. Sometimes it might even appear as if they're calling locally. If someone calls asking for money or personal information, just hang up. If you think the caller might be telling the truth, call back to a number you know is completely genuine. Here's another one. Very important. Don't pay upfront for a promise. Someone might ask you to pay in advance for things like, they might call you for debt relief, credit and loan offers, mortgage assistance, or even a job. They might even say you've won a prize. But first, you have to pay some taxes or fees associated with it. This happened to my mother, actually. If you do, your money will probably just disappear.
Sure.
The other one is consider how you pay. Credit cards have significant fraud protection built in, but some payment methods don't. So wiring money, for example, through services like Western Union or MoneyGram is risky because it's nearly impossible to get your money back. You can't trace it. That's also true for reloadable cards like MoneyPack, Reloaded, or Vanilla. Government offices and honest companies won't require you ever to use these payment methods.
These are really great tips, and some of these things I was not aware of. And now more than ever, with the way that social media, phones, the way that scammers can contact you has grown. It's not just a phone call anymore. Do you have any other tips you can share?
I do, really quick. Talk to someone. Before you give up your money or personal information, talk to someone you trust. Con artists want you to make decisions in a hurry, so they'll put a lot of pressure on you. They might even threaten you. Just slow down and check out the story, do an online search, consult an expert, or just tell a friend. The other one is hang up on robocalls. If you answer the phone and hear a recorded sales pitch, hang up and report it to the FTC because these calls are illegal and often the products are completely bogus. Don't even press one to speak to a person or to be taken off the list, because that can only lead to more calls. Also, be skeptical about free trial offers, because some companies use free trials to sign you up for products, and then they bill you every month until you cancel. So before you agree to a free trial, research the company and read the cancellation policy, and always review your monthly statements for charges you don't recognize. One final thing, don't deposit a check and wire money back. By law, banks must make funds from deposited checks available within days, but uncovering a fake check can take weeks. So if a check you deposit turns out to be fake, you're responsible for repaying the bank.
Oh, good to know. Christina, all of these tips are really, really great to know. Thank you for sharing them. I personally am going to start making some changes. So, Christina, once again, tell us how consumers can find more information on all of these topics, including tips on how to prevent themselves from fraud and scams, like you said.
Well, we encourage people to visit ncpw.gov and click on our partner websites to learn about consumer protection topics and resources. But you can also read in depth about all these consumer topics that I mentioned and much more at consumer.ftc.gov.
All right. So if you're listening, go ahead and click on that website and check out these resources. Now, are there any new resources that National Consumer Protection Week has announced?
Yes, I'm very, very excited about this one. New for this year is the Military Consumer Toolkit for reaching out to people in the military community about consumer protection. So Military Consumer is a financial readiness tool that helps service members and their families stay mission ready at home and abroad. It's a fantastic website. It's very mobile friendly, so you can take a look at all this information on the run. And we encourage people to visit military.consumer.gov for more information about it. It has everything to do with, for example, if you have a life event such as a first duty station, permanent change of station, a promotion, a deployment, life changes, transition, even veteran support. It can teach you how to earn, spend, borrow, save and invest and protect your money. It has a blog. It has everything that you need on there. So we encourage people to go look at it.
That is wonderful. Well, congratulations. That's a great new announcement. So listen, while I know this week is dedicated to raising awareness on consumer related protection topics, what do you want the public to know about your work with the FTC as a consumer education specialist?
You know, it's really important to note that although we celebrate National Consumer Protection Week in March, consumer protection happens all year long. So we encourage people to make learning how to protect themselves and those that they care about from fraud and scams is something that you do year round in their communities and in their jobs and even at home. And we also encourage people to always remember to visit ncpw.gov for more information and also order free copies of all our consumer publications at ftc.gov/bulk order. You can get things in English and in Spanish about all sorts of fraud and scam topics, and also including how to budget your money, debt collection, etc. So once again, that's ftc.gov/bulk order.
Christina, thank you so much for sharing all of this really valuable information. I love that this is free to the public, not only on the website, but again, they can order these materials in Spanish, in English, and have them sent right to their home. Christina, again, thank you for joining us on the Bistro. To our listeners, thank you for listening. You know, the Better Business Bureau is deeply committed to building and advancing a better marketplace, a trusted marketplace for all, because trust always matters. For the Better Business Bureau and as your host of the Bistro, I'm Elaine Espinola, and I thank you for listening, and I encourage you to give us your feedback on this episode. Until next time, it's been my pleasure discussing better business with you.
You just enjoyed the Bistro podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com, and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.